Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and my co-host, Tracy Mahan,
Hello,
and the
everybody.
blue hair diva over here is a special guest tonight, Diane Morrison. So, thank you so much.
The aunt in the house.
I just beamed in.
There we go. As we continue our QHHT Level 3 series, we are bringing in Diane Morrison. Woohoo!
Yay!
Excited. And actually, Diane, you said right beforehand, and it was something, thank you for the reminder, because a few days ago when I was thinking about this, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, the three of us were on the show, on Tracy's show. Gosh, it's been, has it,
that's how we all became friends. Mm-hmm. I kept calling you back in. Come back, be on my show. I had like this little blog show or something, and we were.
Was that 3 years ago?
I think it was.
At least, yeah. It was three years ago.
And it was, I think, I'm not sure if we ever actually talked much. It was really a laugh fest. We just had fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if anything intelligent came out of our mouths or anything.
Not that it needed to. It's laughter therapy, I think. Yeah. It's good. It's very good.
We were definitely getting our therapy.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get you ladies' opinion, because I'm sitting here and as I glance back and forth, because I know it's showing up different for the audience, but you guys are on one side to the other. I keep noticing, does this look crooked to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Can you fix that? Okay.
Yeah, a little. Still right. A hair.
Just the hair of a cork, you know, just a little bit more.
A little tiny bit, yeah. No, the other way.
The other way, yeah. That was so...
No. Well, here, this is what this says, by the way. This is where
Nice.
Uh-huh. Right there, so, yeah. Okay, now we got to start over and...
No, now you're back where you were. Just a touch.
This way? That way. That way.
No.
No, that's really off. Okay, well, anyways, we're just going to keep going.
You're fine.
You're going to drive me crazy if you really get it off kilter, because that messes with my stuff.
So, what about this one?
You guys, there's no need to straighten it out. We are not going to need to be straightened out tonight. Let the good times roll.
Okay, but things do need to be, in my world, I like them in order of some kind. But that's Tracy's world. So I'm gonna
let it go. It's all about releasing.
You know what? This is exactly what we need to talk about today. Mm-hmm. This is my reality and what happens here.
Well, and it's you. You being you is you, and you don't have to do your stuff to my liking. You know, now if I came in there and I lived in that room, then I would straighten that picture. But you know, it's not. But that's just me, because it would just be going like this to me and. Until I told myself to get over it. And it's just accepting, you know, other people live the way they want to live. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, you want to be crooked? You go ahead. Go be crooked.
I am a little off balance today. I could just sit like this during the, well, what about the show when the sun was setting and it kept hitting me in the eyes? So I kept moving. It was great. It was great. So it'll be like that. I'll just.
Yeah.
My job today is to just make sure nothing goes as planned.
Wonderful.
We're so good at that. Well, anyway, so let's go ahead. And I know all these kinds of things are going to come out of this. And I love that Diane has taken in the full thing of Halloween with us. or maybe it's just the true you.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good today in this alter ego outfit. I think that she might want to stay. And, you know, because we're multidimensional, so why not?
You look fantastic with blue hair.
Thanks. I'm really loving it, actually. Might be my roots.
It does look natural.
Well, it's completely natural.
Well, it turns out they're blue.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. That's
this
great.
Could be where we're going. The roots are blue.
Could be. Well, I mean, how do you feel about talking about stuff like that now?
perfect. Okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
You know, because I know you've been on the show before and we've talked about how you found QHHT and how, you know, like your life. And I was thinking about that earlier and it was like, oh yeah, you know, you were having interesting experiences all your life and you were trying to sort it all out and trying to, and so I didn't know how much you'd like to go into that, but then you come on with your roots. Well, then maybe we're ready.
Well, thank you. That'd be an affirmative. Yes, we're ready. Yeah, it took a while, right, Julia? Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, it's you know, I think that's what it's about.
Yeah. The right time. It just it's normal then. Yeah. And the guests on this show, you know, this is not like this is going to be an amazing night because we have these beautiful people that are open and aware, kind of tuning in, and we're so happy that they're the way they are. You know, it's a great crowd that you guys draw.
Oh, we do draw a great crowd.
Are they saying where they're from yet? Has anybody logged in? Is anybody out there?
We've got quite a few listeners. We only have a couple in the chat room though. So I do want to invite people to come over to the chat room. I posted the video over on the Dolores Cannon page, the QHHT official page. Might even be on the Julia Cannon page and over on my personal Facebook page if you're one of my friends, or BBS Radio has us going live. So come over into the chat. I'm going to be watching that. That's why my head keeps starting back and forth. And we've got Sandy and Martin, and I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right. Yotz, Y-O-T-Z. That's an, how would you, it's an awesome name.
I would say it's
Barbara. Yeah, they're all coming in and saying hello. And so, and they know you, Julia. They're saying where they're from. Toronto,
yay.
Ohio, Miami. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming and joining us. And yes, we'd love to see you in the chat room. And I do glance over if you have questions and I can catch them. I will ask them to Diane, of course, because she's our target. I mean,
we're gonna start letting Diane shed her pearls of wonderful growth and wisdom, and it's probably going to stir up all kinds of questions and comments and whatever.
So, let me just turn the spigot on, we'll get the inflow going. You guys want to turn your spigots on?
Okay. No, we don't need to because you got yours on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that good. Works.
All right. Cool. All right. So,
just where do you want to start? I mean, because we can sum it up because we have other things we want to talk about too. So, it's just tell us as much as you want to talk about.
Oh, well, what's the question?
your journey to level 3.
Oh, okay. Right. That's why we're talking. Right. Oh, that. Okay. We're going to be serious for a minute. No.
That blue is a little, That was a great way to sum that up.
I'm supposed to actually talk about something coherently now, like about how my journey to QHHT 3, level 3, is that it?
Kind of the whole thing of how you got into the like, because some people, you know, just all of a sudden woke up one day. Some people have had things going on all their lives. Some people, you know, it's just these different journeys into the metaphysical world and into, you know, and into QHHT. And it's just always fun to hear everybody's stories. And then, you can carry it right on through to level 3.
I'll carry it on. Yeah, that's for sure. So, well, yes, my journey, I mean, you know, I think we all have this life that brings us here. And it can be a fast wake up. It can be a slow brew. It can be that kind of thing. But in my case, I will say this. I actually am quite happy about how it happened now, but I wasn't when it was happening. So when I was young, I was super sensitive, and that doesn't always feel good because you feel a lot and you're called moody and it's all just not that pleasant. And yet inside the little child, it's like, oh God, this place is harsh. What am I doing here? Like, it doesn't feel like I remember it feeling, you know, it's not as pleasant. It's not as loving. And what is going on here? Where am I? And why doesn't anybody understand how I feel, right? Super sensitive. So that life, and then, you know, struggling with different things, even just being on the planet, you know, for a while got really hard. And so that's the heavy part of it. After that, major, you know, feeling pretty low and getting off track is how I'm going to summarize it. I was pretty lost. And so I'm going to say this out loud now. There was an intervention there was a metaphysical or spiritual crisis that I have really not talked about too much with anyone that's on the planet, but that was a turning point. I was 18. I was so off track. I had gotten myself into the worst mess with almost every aspect of my life, you know? And so in that time of really heavy darkness, we could say, something terrifying happened. I sort of had a visitation, if you will, which was energetic and terrifying because I knew nothing. And so we all know that the conscious mind fears what it doesn't understand. I was fully conscious mind then, having an experience that I did not understand, which means I was terrified. So I don't usually talk about this, but an energetic being was sort of coming into my space in a little room that I was in, like in a dorm in Boston. So that experience ended up being a pivotal moment in my life where stuff happened. I'm not going to go into it in too much detail, but energy started coming into my body. I was kind of unstable with it. It was not, I wish I knew your mom then. She was only getting started. This was like 1979, right? And there wasn't anybody to talk to, and you couldn't talk out loud about things that didn't look existing in the physical. So yeah, a lot of disturbance in the sense that there was an energy influx. I started doing all this stuff that looked like what I know is like some similar to Qigong now, Qi Lao Qigong, but I didn't then. And so then the balance of energy was not stabilizing and I needed to get help. So lots of really difficult times right at that point. But I didn't really tell anybody. I knew something, let's say metaphysical or spiritual, happened, but I had no words. I had no knowingness, but it set me on my path. And I had a moment or two where I was so terrified that I really just went into prayer. And I joke about this sometimes, like how the prayer really, I didn't have any background really in prayer or spirituality or religion or anything. I had nothing, no tools in my toolbox. Let's put it that way. So literally my prayer was, oh my God, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. So that happened. And then I got help, which was good. But the point is, it was so terrifying, so confusing, that it set me on a path of seeking. And so then I had to figure out what happened, what was going on energetically. If that happened to me, somebody must know what that was, because I'm just, you know, like a regular person, right? There's nothing different. We're all the same. So anyway, that
blue hair.
Yeah. And yet, you know what? This is happening more now. So I'm sure, you know, this...
Other than that, you're perfectly nice. People with blue hair are normal too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the new normal. Come on. No, I feel like a bratty teenager.
I'm going to go get blue hair. I'm going to go find it.
Yeah.
We should have been coordinated, really. We could have all had blue hair for the show today.
I know. Well, I sent you that picture, spoiler alert, that little giphy thing. Yeah. It was a heads up. Anyway,
I didn't read that into it at all.
Oh, you didn't see that blue-haired being going. Yeah, that was the heads up. Yeah, so you guys, this is so fun. So anyway, something heavy turned into something light. My life became about what the heck happened. So I studied religions from all around the world. I was like, what is this thing that's bigger than us? I also, I got guidance for the first time during that period of my life. So you hear this voice, not like words, right? But you get the message. And it was direction. You know, it was like telling me what to do. And it was helping me figure out my life path, which was to help people, to help themselves. That was one of the direct messages. So that also helped me in a time when I was lost. I was given information of, you came to help people. So part of that journey was going through difficulty to then turn around and be able to help people who were going through difficulty, but it took decades to figure this all out, right? So when I started like reading books about experiencers, people that had contact with other beings, and I was just devouring everything. And I read Bud Hopkins books and I started reading about people's individual experiences. And then I was given the book I prepared for tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking that was your first one. Yep,
that was it. The first one.
How many books you got over there?
How many books do I have?
Yeah, what do you got over there? It looked like you had to like dig into the.
I always have a ton
Hold
of
books. Hold on, I got a book over here.
I mean, actually, I have a few, but that's not important tonight. This one was. Oh, my God, I have a hard enough time focusing. It's going to be like that. I know. All right. Custodians came into my hand, right? And I looked at it, and I was, you know, the old cover that had the little gray ET? I kind of was freaked out. I was like, oh! And then I looked at the author. It was your mom. And I was kind of like, Dolores Cannon. And I was like, Ozark Mountain Publishing? Who is this? What is this? And it was sort of like very curious, like, who is this woman? And why am I having a reaction? Anyway, I read the book and everything changed. So you know how your mom's books are and your book. Energetically, things happen when you read them. And it's fun. Yeah?
It's fun.
We like it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about energetically, Julia, what happened when I read your book. That was fun too. So reading the book, I started to understand things, and I love your mom's perspective. She helped people, and always when they came in terrified that maybe something happened to them, they left with the understanding that was so positive. It was something more than they knew. They were part of something else that was bigger than their little life, you know, and that's no offense to our little lives, but there's bigger life out there, mm-hmm. and it's a bigger plan. And
it's nothing to be feared.
Not at all. And, you know, there was a part of me that knew that the terrifying part was the surface shock of expanding beyond my known world and being scared because I had no frame of reference for that, right? So, that happened. Okay, how do I get back? Oh no, you guys.
On the bottom of your screen, there's a little blue dot with a camera in it.
Oh goodness, thank you. All right.
I knew what she meant.
Okay, good. What happened?
See, I hang out with helper beings now because it's so much easier. So reading the book, it was so positive. And like I said before, when I read the book, I felt like there were, energetic chunks coming into alignment. Literally, like I could feel energy lining up, like I say, tumblers in a lock. Like everything was making sense. And I was like, oh my God, I need a session from Dolores. She's the one. She's the one. She can help me. She'll understand. She'll help me make sense of this old memory, right? Old experience. So I did call the office, and you've heard this before. I called the office. I need a session with Dolores. How can I get one? Oh, it was a year long waiting list. And it was like, no, need it now. Need Dolores.
You don't understand.
Like you guys didn't get those calls every day, pretty much,
never,
you know?
Never.
Yeah. Yeah. So they said, you know, I said, oh no, I can't wait. How can I get near Dolores? I need to meet her. I need to be with her. I need to go to Dolores. How do I do this? And they said that there was a class. Now I had no idea that I was going to be really taking the class, but when they gave me a window of this can happen, you can get to Dolores by taking her class, I just said yes and signed up. Never knowing what was going to happen next, right? So this is how the path unfolds in front of us. If we just have that big feeling like, go now, mm-hmm. you go, and yeah. all kinds of stuff comes up, right? So yeah, that was level one. And I joke about how I did I waited for your mom to leave the bathroom. But when she left the bathroom, I did say, Dolores, can I have a session with you? Let her have her space in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, give her a little privacy.
I know. She was such a dear. And I say this all the time. When I said, is there any way I can get a session with you? I always say this. She did not say no. Your mother was amazing. She just put her hands up and went, how? You know, because she was busy and you were all busy. You were leaving for China, I think was the next one that you were going to. But she was such an open, lovely, kind being, right? She didn't say no, she said how. And that's why I think your mom came to be your mom. she never said no, she said how. Like, let's figure it out. So anyway, that was that. I did end up getting a session, but I had to wait till I got home. And the fun thing about that was that I had looked before the seminar to see if somebody was close to me, and I didn't find anyone. And when I went back, there was somebody 20 minutes away, and she became a friend and practitioner. She showed up in 1 weekend. You know what I mean? Like, this is how it works. It was 3 days. Level one was only 3 days back then. So in 3 days, there was no one. And then when I went back home 3 days later, there was someone that was right there. It was just magical. This is the journey. This is
go to class. Yep.
Yeah.
Ekkastudian's book, does it have her picture on it, on the back?
Maybe probably inside, right?
Yeah, toward the end on the author's page.
I would just think, you know, you pick up this book with an alien on the front, and then you see her picture, and that's who wrote this book.
Well, it was a little confusing.
this woman wrote this book with the alien on the front of it. Yeah.
It was a little confusing, but it works because it's impact, it's contrast, and it gets your attention really fast, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You don't expect this material. If you were to put her in a lineup, this would not be the book. If you had to play that game where you got to match the things,
right?
It would not match her picture with that book.
Probably never in a million years. Yeah.
There it is. And yeah. More like it.
And it is that is the best thing about hearing people finding Dolores, hearing Dolores for the first time. Her image and her words that come out of her mouth just shock you to the high heavens. You know what I mean? Like, it's the best contrast experience ever. Like,
yeah. Well, I think that's what, and you know, that's divinely orchestrated, you know, but it's like, it comes out because I've heard so many people say, it's like, it's your grandmother speaking this stuff, and it's coming out in a very logical, down to earth method. And so it's like, yeah, matter of fact, of course it is. She doesn't come like an off the wall person or anything. And so, yeah, she's very believable, and because it was real, that's what she found.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, she does. She looks like a church grandma, a little church grandma, like, it's so beautiful. Cause really seriously, she picked the best being she could possibly be, because really, what other being can you imagine could be saying what she found and be believable?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She got some what's the word, she got, I can't think of the word, scuttle or whatever, she got some, but not to the degree that some others. But then she also had the other side of it, as some people didn't credit her because of that look and everything, and it's like, no, you need to look like a scientific man or something like this to be believed. Yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, but I think for what she was relaying out there, I think she was the best person.
Same.
To get through, to really put out what, you know, this was really new information.
Right.
You know?
Julia, I'm curious, when did she actually start doing sessions? Like, I know it started way before we usually talk about, but like, when did she start really doing this QHHT kind of model of her work?
I would say, okay, that's interesting. The writing of Custodian. See, when she was working with them, then that's when they started bringing in the higher, the SD. It was through that connection. So it was after her work with the ETs, then the other. So that was the forming. So actually, Custodians was the forming of the QHHT method.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay.
And that would have been, if you can look in there when that book was printed, I want to say early 90s, like 91, 80.
Okay, but Julia, like, the reason I ask, 99, copyright 1999, wait, first printing, 1999, second, 2001.
That's interesting. I thought it was earlier.
Yeah. Well, she had to do about 20 years of research with MUFON.
Well, she had the Nostradamus material in the late 80s. And she also had the Jesus. And maybe it was. Maybe. It was earlier in the 90s.
Yeah. And I needed her in 79.
Yeah. But yeah, it's 79 is when she would have been. Let's see. When she was starting, she was just beginning.
Okay, see, that
just meeting her, so she was getting ready for you, Diane.
I'm pretty sure the whole thing was set up. Yeah.
The question in the in the chat here is, which of the books did you read first, Diane? Was it The Custodians that you read?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was the life-changing book that brought me to QHHT and set me on this journey right now that I'm on. Yeah, for QHHT. Blew my mind in the best of ways. I was just so happy to find her, to read the book, to feel like, yes, there really is something really much better than we think behind this whole, you know, storyline of other beings. So yeah, that was the gift from the heavens, was getting that book for sure. But
so
then
was it a friend, so was it a friend that put it in your hands, or how did it come through?
Yeah,
it was I do remember this. Yes, I just remembered.
Yeah.
Do you want to share that?
Yeah.
Let us know.
I want to know.
I have to give credit where credit is due. It was my ex-husband. His name is Rich. And when we got together and moved in together, our bookcases came together. We had never really kind of spent a lot of time looking at our bookcases side by side. But when they came together, we had them sort of in a room side by side. And he had all these books that were really interesting. And I never knew that he was interested in those books. So I read all his books. And then it was like, I couldn't get enough of it. I needed to read all these stories about people's experiences with other things than what we have known in the physical world. I'm just going to say it like that. So yeah, that was my ex-husband. Thank you. You know, we talked not too long ago, you know, whatever, maybe a year or so ago, and had a funny little, an interchange about like, geez, I guess neither one of us really could have even imagined what was going to happen after you handed me that book, you know. The life changed completely, right? I mean, it was a slow transition. I mean, it takes time to build and to, you know, transition out of what I was doing before, but
you can take it back to that point.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. It changed. That was the nexus point for my entire life changing. And really, you know, some ways were sad and difficult to get through, but ultimately, you know, I'm living my path now. And I think that's what we want for everyone, to live your authentic journey, what you came to do here, and to be happy and joyful when you're doing what you came to do, which we call work, but when we love it, it's playful and it's love, you know, it's just, it's so great. So yeah, he gave me one of the greatest gifts I think I ever have received in my life, when you think about it, because he gave me back to me in some ways through your mom and your work.
That's huge.
Huge, huge. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm very thankful to him. So I definitely acknowledge that he was the one that helped me.
Does he know that? Have you ever told him?
You know, maybe not in so many words, but yes, he knows. I mean, we joked about it, you know, that the book really changed everything. Yeah, maybe someday we'll have another talk and I'll thank him even more, but it was quite an amazing gift, and it was life-changing in the best of ways, with getting aligned with my life path. And then the rest is kind of like gravy train. I mean, it was just, I couldn't get enough of this stuff. And when practicing this work, we see the results. We all used to talk about our jaw was on the ground, on the floor. Like, we'd sit there jaw-dropping, amazed every session, just like, how did I get so lucky? How did I get so lucky that I get to facilitate this? I get to witness this. I get to learn from this, just like your mom did. And I like, there's nothing else you want to do.
You know, when we get to meet a part of people that no one else sees.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to know somebody on that level as well, you know.
It's so such a gift, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, to really, really be allowed to connect with someone at that soul level, really, the deep inner self level. You know, it's amazing. So yeah, I think that's one of the things that we all experience. We're really lucky. I mean, we, as a group of practitioners and students of your mom and you, Julia, it's just, we just are so lucky, so fortunate, so blessed to be able to be a part of this, because it's so big. And to be a part of something so big is just amazing. And all the clients that come to this work are amazing. I mean, open-minded, beautiful souls, working on themselves, wanting to know more, wanting to connect with their source energy within. It's just an amazing group of beings. Yeah. So we're thankful for all of that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so the rest of the journey after that is sort of kind of just became a joy ride. And level two, that was sort of, one of those things, you know, I sort of had a feeling like, I want to go to level two. But then when I finally got myself together and called, there were no slots left. So I said, no, like I delayed too long. I procrastinated. No, there's no more slots left. It was full. And I said, what do I do? And they said, well, we can put you on a waiting list. If something opens up, would you want us to let you know? And I said, of course, put me on the waiting list. And I was just like, I gotta get there. And then I got the call, hey, there's a slot that opened up. And I went, okay. And I went. So that was the big storm in 2012. East Coast had a big storm.
Yes.
You brought the storm.
Nice. Well, I'm not sure, but we did hear that we were all supposed to be there, and we were doing something with activating the crystal grid under Arkansas, and like the stuff that was coming out of the sessions there was amazing. So I think I got in right under the wire. I think they were like, oh, should we make some kind of like exception for this late bloomer here? And let's open up a space for her. This one doesn't want to be there. Let's knock them out and go get, like, they'd shuffle the cards behind the scenes, you know?
I don't know. I remember the room we were in, and I think it had a limited capacity. And so I think it probably, you were supposed to be there and it opened up for you, because there's not too many times that we really have to restrict, you know. Yep. It's like, that's our room size and we can't move a person beyond it. And so that room, when I feel it, that feels like that. So I think that's the situation.
Yeah. And you know, after doing this work for a while, I mean, I'm in what, like 9 years of doing this work, you start to realize that there's nothing that happens that isn't okay to happen. You know, if it's not okay to happen, it doesn't happen. If it's happening, it's okay to happen. You know, it's just, there's this beautiful simplicity to just trust the process. If you're here, it's supposed to be happening just like this. And if it's happening to you, just say, thanks. I got something to learn here, you know? So yeah, I felt good about being there. I was really, really, really fortunate to be able to get that. Thanks, y'all. Get that opening. But that was a crazy time. We all got delayed and there was all kinds of stuff. There's always so much fun stuff at the classes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And notoriously, and it hasn't been doing as much, it's doing differently, but notoriously we had storms, we had tornadoes, we had things happening in Arkansas especially. And then now this other ones went during classes, during events, and I really truly believe lately what it's been before we got before we start traveling was big wind storms or big lightning, things like that. It's always energetic stuff.
Yeah. There's so much when people that are open to this and want to work with this energy, universal life force energy, source energy, whatever words we use are fine. But when people decide they want to work with this energy and then a group like that gets together, oh my, the roof goes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can really raise the roof. And it's the energy of so many like hearted people.
Well, Diane, you were the one that kept texting me. It was just a little over a year ago when we were all you were telling me about it because we were all in Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Right. And you were talking about the resonance, the shamanic resonance.
Oh yes. You pulled in the driveway screaming that out. You're picking up.
Yes. And then the reason the text came on because you've been texting me since then. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Everything's going crazy. And it would be right in the middle of one of our classes again. And it's like, this is more. And I was like, okay, we're going to keep watching this and to see if this keeps happening.
Spikes. Like big spikes were happening, right?
I mean, that's scientific.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. And there was a large number of us in Shasta because there was the class and then there was the reunion.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. And it was palpable. Yeah. That energy was so strong.
Yeah, you could just feel
it. Yeah, I mean, Shasta is quite a vortex, so we know that. And boy, everybody there sort of gathered their their crews and energetically was sort of mixing. It was a mixer for the energetic.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what we weren't seeing. What was, you know, exactly. Like you're saying, everybody's got their roots with them. Wow. Yeah.
I know. Julie, I like the way you said shamanic resonance, like, the human resonance and also shamanic journeying. Like
so it's not shaman, it's human. Oh, okay. It's interesting.
Yeah. I like it.
Really,
it was good.
Perfect. It's a little more woo-woo than I thought you'd be saying about that science stuff. But, you know, I do believe science and woo-woo are going to meet in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the same thing, but different crowds. That's all. There's something for everyone. Yeah. I mean,
well, they are doing things. I think they are doing more and more where they're confirming. And yeah. It's like, I mean, and a lot of times they start with going, you know, there's some things we just can't explain. And exactly. Then they start going like the quantum physics and all that science part. Mm-hmm. That's where it completely supports everything we talk about.
Yeah. It's really great. I mean, I can't wait for more of this merging of the mind, you know, merging of the minds of all of us and like, bringing everything together so we can all benefit from this combined energetic, combined views, combined knowledge, you know, just wisdom. Let's just put it in a big old pot and then everybody tap into it. Like that's the way it's supposed to be, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there. So slowly but surely it's happening. So yes, lots of energetic stuff going on. The storms come up, right? I know for a while there when I was assisting with the classes, like going around to different places, seemed every time I got on a plane or even when I went to Dubai for sessions, every time I got on a plane, it was like immediately from the start, from the gate, plane trouble, shut down. We're not going anywhere, kids. Just hang on to your hats. Like 5-hour delays from the start of the gate. Like these things don't happen for no reason. I mean, you know, we know. Right. So there's weird things that happen to either get you to slow down because something needs to happen before you get there or shifting different energies or whatever. You got to be in this place, coordinates at this time. It gets a little Star Trek-y, you know?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
A bit of word, eh? Star Trek.
Yeah. So the journey is just of joy with QHHT. But then after that, it was just, you know, the level three was being able to kind of get together and do like figure out a pilot program for level three to get that off the ground. Because I think your mom was so inundated with requests that she had a many year waiting list. And she really needed to be able to refer to people that she could kind of know were doing it like she did it. Yeah. She had to have some people that she could see, are you doing it like me? And so to be able to be in the crest of that wave was just, I to this day, I'm just like, thank you, lucky stars. Thank you, all my beings. Thank you, universe. Thank you, everyone. You know, how did I get so lucky to be on that wave where we just rode in there and even just kind of created something new that would step us up in our game? Like we would get better because of it. And then your mom could feel like she could refer. She got to give some of the waiting list to other people. And then, you know, the rest is kind of history. It's so strange, the timing of it all, because I think that was around 2013 or 14 when we kind of got.
It might have been early 14.
Definitely
13, but I want to say it was early 14.
You know, I think that's my initial level three thing that we were called recommended dedicated practitioners back then. And I believe it was like January 1st, 2014 on my official certificate.
Okay, that would mean that we did the class in 13.
Yeah. And it took us about a year. I like to joke about we tried to create it and then we all had to pass the test and we all failed. I like to joke like that because it's like so, you know, like, I mean, like we kind of made something up and then we failed it because that's so
well,
funny.
Exactly. Because that's how we thought. It was like, oh, well, these are the ones we know they're doing it right because they've been telling us how wonderful their sessions are and we know they're doing it. And then we got there. It was like, oh my gosh, they're not. Gonna do
exactly. And I want to tell you right now that is one of the beautiful hallmarks of how you teach, how your mom and you taught, and now you are teaching and you and Kaya are teaching. It's like that feedback loop. You every time you have a group of students coming in, you're hearing how they're receiving the information that you're teaching. So you're able to monitor and see what is it we need to tweak a little bit so they can learn this a little better or like not do this anymore. What you're constantly evaluating and creating new content, right? To keep everybody at their best and to help us to be able to help more people to help themselves, essentially. So it's a constant improvement program, really, for practitioners. And then the clients just benefit from that. So I love how you teach. And you've always been like that, listening, learning, and then fixing and changing, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's always evolving.
But evolving all the time. So that was such a beautiful process to be a part of. And then to begin that journey of, you know, becoming more of a full-time practitioner and leaving our other stuff and behind in a way, and being able to be a part of this process when it was really getting off the ground. And then, of course, we know in 2014, Dolores left the building. Yeah. So we didn't like that.
There's no warning. She just left.
I know. She did the quick exit stage left, and we were all just reeling. Holy cow, right? Reeling. It was just the most shocking experience. Anyone could have, probably good we never imagined it, because we couldn't have dealt with that.
No, because she had us all convinced she would live forever.
Yeah.
I think she had herself convinced of that. You know, it's like, this is, I really think it was it wasn't something that was long and drawn out thinking. It was just, okay, here's your option. You know, you have this option at this point. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you remember this. I probably told you, I don't want you to get bored with it, but you know, that week that your mom died on a Saturday, I believe, the 18th of October.
It was 18th of October.
The only reason I say that is because it was the only week that, well, now I have 1 month that was kind of busy, but at that point, it was the only time I'd ever had 5 sessions in a row. And your mom died on a Saturday. I had a session. I found out from a friend who texted me and said, I'm so sorry to hear about Dolores. And I was like, what? I was out walking at night after my session. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe she had a fall or something. Like, wait, why is she saying this to me? And I went back and I looked online. I was like, ugh! And I had a session the next day. So it was like, I had one night to fall apart and then get back to work, not thinking I could talk about it. Yeah. But the guy called me on the Sunday and said, I heard about Dolores. And I went, you did? I went, okay. Cause I thought I wasn't supposed to, I thought I was going to just have to be like, And he said he heard. And I went, okay, well, you know what? Good. Come on in. And if you want to ask a question about it, we can do that. So, you know, I just planted the seed and then he came and we did ask. So the day after she passed, we did get to ask the question. And you know, someday I'll find that recording or whatever and find out if I can send you a snippet. But yeah, the wisdom came through that she had planned to be in the comfort of the other side to watch the event unfold. Mm-hmm. It was her plan all along. So she probably just did a quick, okay, it's time. I got to see this happening from the other
side. She didn't know it consciously, because that she was like, you know, that was always there. But the way it was, because it happened so fast. And I was told, like, people that, you know, they were tapping into her energy because she was sleeping so much. You're just going in and out, never lost, not losing consciousness. It was just sleeping a lot. She, you know, and
beta. It was
exactly. And somebody said, well, she's conversing with her counsel, trying to decide what to do. Do I stay? Do I go? And I remember one time I was there seeing her and she woke up and she's like, what do you think's going on? I said, well, this is what this person said. She's like, that makes sense. And that was, and then she would, you know, go back to sleep or whatever. And it's like, and she had that for a while. And then when it was, I guess she made her decision and very definitely, I really did hear her say, I mean, I felt it. It's like you're saying, you don't hear, it's like a feeling that she could help more from the other side. And that's, but it was a definite decision at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do more.
So one of the things that I do want to say in the chat room, Martin is saying, you know, even in the classes with Dolores not there, you can still feel her energy. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to several practitioners that haven't never had the privilege of meeting her in person that say she'll come to them in visions and dreams, or, you know, they'll hear her voice in their head when they're doing their sessions with their clients. And so so much validation to that statement.
Oh, yeah.
She can do more from the other side. She can reach everybody all at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. And she does. I mean, So many clients come and say, yeah, all of a sudden this woman pops up on my newsfeed, or this woman pops up on YouTube. Or like I had a client that said, one day I was driving and there was this woman sitting next to me in my car in the passenger seat. And she was an older woman and she had curly hair and I didn't know who she was. And she was kind of directing me. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, that's Dolores. I'm like, yep, she brings me all my clients and this is how it works. So I'm sure that was her. And then she said she saw the video. It popped up and it was Dolores and that's who was in her car. So, you know, we're talking energetically, this woman was in her car. But, you know, a lot of people are pretty open to the energy and they can sense and feel. And people are naturally psychic and, you know, able to be telepathic. But this is sort of a quality or an attribute that's coming back in slowly to humanity. So many people are aware of energetic presence in their life and it's getting to be more normal to talk about it out loud, right?
Yeah. And it's out loud. That sounds like an experience.
You want to share more for that?
You know, it's so funny. I'm just feeling really ancient right now, like really old in that, you know, it's like before you couldn't talk about this stuff. You just like stuff was happening and you'd be like, you know, but now we have such an amazing group that follows. I know. And you know, truly human potential is, you know, so much more than is.
Absolutely.
So much.
Wow. We're so happy to be on this train ride to expand.
We're just scratching the surface here.
We are.
You know, every year we look back and we're like, look at what we learned in this year.
Right.
And it just, it leaps and bounds. And so, you know, what will next year bring?
It's amazing. It's happening so fast, the expansion. And the more, obviously, the more people that get involved in growing themselves and learning and opening up, it just helps the whole collective too. So, you know, we're excited about all this stuff happening and learning more and more and opening to more and more. It's great. I think we're on this ride of our lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are on. Came for, and we're looking for all the other ones that came for the same reason. You know, they're waking up and realizing, and it's like, oh, I want to get there. So.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that you're doing the online classes. And it's just an amazing process because now, again, more and more people, even though this year was a strange year and it kind of slowed down, it created more innovative solutions.
Exactly.
You guys created online level 2 this year. So more people are accessing this learning and education and then going out and helping more people that really need and want to talk to somebody that understands there's more than the physical. Yeah, your mom's voice. You have a body. We have a body, but we are not a body. You know, here she is. Thanks.
What else you got?
Oh, God. Seeing her face going, having fun. Having fun. Yep. Oh, my. Come on. This is too fun. Right. What do you get, Julia? What's happening? Oh,
I can see her doing that, what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like now I want to go like this.
This kind of thing.
She's happy. You know, this is her work. This is her life work. This is what your mom created, this, you know, tidal wave of helpful information. Yeah. Actually, I want to ask, are there any more books coming out? I know she had a couple books in the shoot ready to
publish. Yeah, the one that was like the last one, the third one that she had it was the one in the least put together or place. Right. And I'd been working on that for a while and we're still working on it. It's just, it was in the most rough state. And it's like, you know, I could get parts of it. I have to, you know, this is where she was a master. I mean, I truly, truly respect my mother. And because I knew, like, my book, okay, and that took me a while to do, but my book was so different than her books. Mm-hmm. And that was like, how did she do this? You know, because you have the sessions and you have all that material, but then you've got to you have to put it together. You have to, you know, there's got to be a story in there. And that's where it's like, that's the master that could do that, could put all this and make it work and be a story within the transcriptions, you know, within the sessions and stuff. So
on her
that's a different talent,
right? They weren't, her sessions weren't digital. They were on little tapes, right?
Right. Yeah. So that was the very beginning. Those were transcribed quite a while back, but now it's, you know, it's working with those transcriptions, and that is all pretty good. You know, it's all edited, but now it's getting the glue in there, you know, and how to make that story. And it could go a number of ways, and that's where, So that's that one. I mean, the other, I mean, we have a lot more material that's never been, you know, well, I say never. There's several different things here. So there's material that still is waiting for its opportunity, you know, to come and be put in things. And that's where I would like to combine some of her still convoluted material that never got anywhere, and combine it with stories and session stories from current working practitioners and what they're still getting. That way it shows it's still going. It didn't stop with her. All of this stuff is still coming in. You know, we keep getting more information. So that's one of my goals, one of my plans. Another one that she was working on was rewriting the Nostradamus material, putting all the three books into one book and kind of showing where it is now. And I know she did some talks on that right before she passed, of the new, you know, it's like, we're on this new timeline. It didn't go the way he was saying. And that was his whole goal. If I tell you the worst that man can do to himself, will you do something to change about it? And that's what her mission, what he said, I'm giving you an assignment. You have to go around the world and you have to talk about this and help people understand this so they will change.
Oh my word. It happened.
It happened.
It worked.
Timeline. You read the books, you can tell it changed. It's like, let's say the time it was going this way and it went like this. It's kind of does this business. And so you can see where, I mean, there's certain things that just, they should have already happened and they haven't. Right.
And I'm guessing those were things that might have been catastrophic events, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't happen.
They didn't happen, no. So what happened is, which is what he kept saying, you can do this. We switched to a different timeline.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Through time, he spoke to your mom, told her what to do, gave her an assignment. She said, yes, she did it. And it shifted the outcome of humanity's course, right? Yeah.
And here's the thing is, I still get a lot of questions, and nothing against these questions, but I want people to understand that this was the whole purpose of her doing what she did, was people keep saying, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? According to this, we should be doing this. And where's it? It's like, we thwarted it. That was the assignment. She did her job gorgeously. And then we have, I've got buzzes everywhere.
I'm shivering.
As a collective, we shifted. And if you want to dwell on that, then you go ahead. You'll shift the timeline. You'll shift in your own timeline. Don't look at the rest of us to shift with you.
You know, you bring up such a good point, because things are changing so fast that, like, we are really riding a wave. So being present in the moment is essential to capture the fun of it and the essence of it and the power of it, meaning power in a wonderful way, to be able to use our power to create what we want, not what we don't want, right?
Yeah.
Being present in the moment and knowing that all is well, and that, you know, we are shifting in a great direction. So not so focused. I know, Tracy, we talked earlier a little bit about going into this, but try to not be so focused on the things you don't want, but on the things you do want, because you are a manifester and you are a creator, and you will create what you put your energetic focus on if you hold that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and back when those Nostradamus books were when she was doing that material, and then when, definitely when they're written, that was not something that was common thought whatsoever. But that's something that he was teaching, is like, you can change this. You can do these things. And if you will start thinking, and he was saying those things in there, but it was like, well, shroom, you know, he speaks wizardry, you know, it's like, what does he mean? You know? And, but he was saying it all these people back there, they knew it. These ones that were prophesying, that's what they were trying to tell us. You hold the key. You can do this. You don't have to go through this.
So powerful when you figure that out, when you realize, I make a decision over here and it changed my whole life, and I wouldn't be in this over here today. Like Diane, when you talked about reading that book, it changed your whole life. What would life be like today if you'd never found custodians? You know,
I don't even want to think about it.
Don't even want to think about it. Same here. You know, it's like these life-changing things that we make a decision, we follow our heart and we go, and our life changes. And I mean, mine is more recent than yours. When I did my level two, that took a lot of faith on my part to take that journey to go to Arkansas for level two, but it changed my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, and every day I sit there and go, gosh, I wouldn't be sitting here right now if I hadn't made that choice to go to level two. And then I'll be somewhere else going, I wouldn't be here right now if I hadn't made that choice. And that just is, it just continues to evolve. And I notice that now when I go to make a decision, which decision is going to put me on that timeline where I'm excited to say that, oh, I wouldn't even be here right now if I hadn't decided to go do this.
And so, I'm glad that you said that, because can you tell us how you know that you're making that decision that's going to put you on the timeline that makes you feel so good? Yes.
The heart. Yeah. I mean, literally, for my level two, I really wanted to go, but nothing was lining up. Nothing was lining up. It's like, okay, well, I'll let fate decide if the money shows up, or if the time shows up, or if I have kids and things going on. It's like, if that all clears up, then it's meant to be. And I had a friend go, no, make the decision to go, and then it will line up. And I was like, no, if I'm supposed to go, it's going to line up. And she said, well, you can play it that way, but if I were you, I would make the decision. Do you want to go? I said, of course I want to go. And she goes, then go and don't let anything stop you. Mm-hmm. And so I took that approach and everything lined up, because in my heart, I wanted to go. Well, Julia, you know, I tried to go more than once. Mm-hmm. And so I made it. And, you know, that was a fabulous trip. We had a great time. It's like, no, it can't be over. But
that's true. That always feels that way. The gatherings are amazing.
It's such a fifth dimensional experience. And I don't think I stopped smiling the whole time I was on that trip. And, I got home and I could just feel the difference in the energy of what we were experiencing. I think I was there for 10 days because you had the conference going on at the same time. So for 10 days, I'm in this bliss. And then I go home and it's back to kids are fighting and dogs are whimpering and, you know, work is pulling this way and this bill shows up and it's like back to 3D, you know. But it was that journey that helped me to shift my reality into a more consistent fifth dimensional reality. Mm-hmm. And I know I experience it every day. So yeah,
it's good. Powerful. It's so good. Yeah. So Julia, thank you for what you're doing, carrying the torch, you know, that your mom handed you, and being able to light up our lives. And then we go out and we try to light up everybody else's life. Like, it's just really spreading the light, helping everybody wake up and have a joyful life. You know, it's easier than we think, you know, and I always go like, when than we think, because it's a different kind of experience when you're connected with a higher aspect of self, right? And your heart. Soul.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's my honor and pleasure. You know, I know that's why I'm here early on. I mean, at first, and I think it's interesting how it shifts, you know, the view and everything, but at first it was, you know, I was happy to help my mother. We were working together. I had a lot of fun. And then all of a sudden it felt like, oh my gosh, there's something more to this. This feels like a mission. And I'm like, that's interesting. A mission. And then we kept going. And now it's like you said in the beginning, this is big. That's where it went from mission to, oh my God, this is big. This is a humanity thing.
It's like, it's global humanity. It's huge.
Yeah. And it's like, whoa. So
yeah.
But it had to, I mean, if I would have known that back then, I mean, that's why they say they can't show you sometimes what's coming up, because that probably would have been overwhelming for me. To think, things, you know, it's like
no pressure.
Yeah, really, no pressure. You're just here to change and evolve humanity, dear. Yeah, oh, that. Okay. Yeah, that.
And I was groomed so gradually for it. I think I've talked about this before too. It's like, you know, in high school, I could not speak in front of class. I would hyperventilate. I would stutter. I would do all this crazy stuff. I did not get my bachelor's degree because it required speech and I couldn't do it. And I was like, forget it. And then it's like to look, go from there to now. It's like,
yeah,
you know, but it was so gradual, the grooming for it. And that's how it works. You know, if this is, you'll be trained, you'll get what you need.
Some of us choose the crack up fast route and I wouldn't recommend it. I like the slow, nice, easy grooming path. The next time I do this, I'll ask for something different. You know, I'll create something different, but it was a wild ride. But you know, this is ultimately to do it in a balanced way, to groom, be groomed in a balanced way is much more pleasant.
Well, I think it just depends on what it is you're, you know, see, but I got the feeling of when you're talking about kind of your path and what happened is when I think when you go through things like that, it's because you will be working with people who have gone through the similar things and you can help them so much.
It's
when
so true.
You have done that. So it's like our different roles require different things. And so that's why sometimes you will have it that way. So because
it's
there's
so
a lot
true.
Of people that are having that happen to them.
Yeah, it's incredible to see how clients that we attract that come to us have a very similar path or a very similar need to have somebody guide them through their process. Yeah, it's so mirror reflective. You know, it's just incredible. You can't make this stuff up. You know, I love it. I always go like this, like, psh, psh, like there's a higher order that puts us together and it's never a mistake.
Yeah.
If you're together, because you there's something there and usually you see it or hear it in the session. Like, oh, hi, me.
Hold on, that one was for me too.
Shake a few notes. Yeah, it's always working for all ways. You know, it works in all directions, although we do play a role as a facilitator. And then later when we reflect on the session, we understand there are lessons there for us as well. I mean, we understand it in the moment, but we can process it later.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty much, it's like a gift a minute. It's amazing.
I love it. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm still having a hard time looking at Diane in blue hair or if I do it now that it'll be weird when she.
I'm trying to remember what she used to look like.
You guys, we can do another little chat sometime. Are we almost out of time? Like, is this really almost up?
Well, this we're able to go longer on this if it works out and everything. I mean, we can go a little longer. So let's talk about some of the experiences you've been having, like some of the sessions and things. Something that came to me earlier in the week, it was probably the same time the other thing came and I don't remember what that was now, but it was like it said something about themes. Are you seeing any kinds of themes in your sessions?
I would say there are some new themes, you know, emerging that have been slowly emerging for a couple of years now. But, you know, we could just say that the surface level, too, is that not everybody sees a past life anymore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people aren't shown like images of things we recognize, but colors and light and darkness, because it's a fertile ground for growth. And I see this a lot with people that have incredibly busy lives. They're just on the treadmill and then they start their session and it's darkness. And that to try to help them understand, oh, that's your jackpot. You're fine. Just tell me about it. Because it's the first time that they've calmed down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, they need zero stimulation.
Yeah.
To get them quiet. Because they're never quiet because they're so busy. They have so many things on their plate, which we all know. I mean, that was my past life in this life, you know, productivity central, every 5 minutes is accountable. Get those billable units in. I mean, this is it. This is like we have created as a collective a life with heavy duty productivity requirements for the professional role models or whatever work roles we have. It's just, it's everywhere. It's do more, do like pressure, pressure, pressure. So these people are being shown darkness. We get a lot of that now. And, you know, it's just a matter of hang in there with it and keep going. And then let's let the higher self tell them about what that's about or just give them the insight. It's interesting. I've had a few people lately that have the light, like they have darkness and then the light comes in and different variations of the theme. And, you know, it's so funny because in the spiritual metaphysical world, we talk about the light. It's so, and the angels did sing and you go into the light. It's all good. It's lovely. You want to go, you want that, you know, in this world. But for someone that's not as accustomed to this world, like in sessions, I've had a couple people that are sort of afraid of the light. So they're hanging out and the light comes in and you're like, what, you want to explore that a little bit? Like, tell me about that. No. Close enough, you know, and so
like, don't go to the light.
So funny, it's like, you know, like jump in, like I'll go, get out of the way, I'll go, because like I really need that right now and it feels so good. Can you just let me jump in? Want to stay there? It's so funny, but you never know, because again, this whole thing of the conscious mind fears what it doesn't understand. It's sort of like, you know, it's the, everything is the unknown. So our job is to help people know you're fine. It's the best experience ever. It's all good, really. Yeah. It's all good. So these are some of the things that have happened, but also just, you know, just having this very low key, what we used to call the past life part, very low key, not a lot of stuff, very relaxing. And then really get into the business of healing or getting the answers done. And some kind of like go directly to SC, what we call subconscious in this work, the SC, the source, you know, whatever. Almost like it reminds me of Monopoly, like do not pass go, do not do this, go directly in. Although I think you have to go directly to jail or something in Monopoly. I'm not sure what happens, but.
Yeah, but I do think they have one go directly to go. It's like you can loop real fast. And so, and then I think you get your money every time you go. And so
yeah, good. Right. Points. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And this makes sense because, you know, you strike gold when you get to go directly to us. Yeah. You can go right. But I've noticed, like, interestingly, during the healing part of the sessions too, it seems that it's not so important anymore from a pattern that I'm seeing. It's not so important to really even understand why anymore. It's just like, you know, we're just going to take care of it. Like, just get them in, clear them out and get them out. Like, get them. It's like a conveyor belt. Like, let's just heal people. Let's just clear people up. Very rarely anymore is it something that the person kind of has to work on. It's just like the time is of the essence now. Let's just help them.
Yeah. That's what I've gotten.
Have you gotten that? Yeah. It's like, you know, we just want to get people lift. We want to lift off their burden. You know, we want to get this heaviness. It's the process we're going through as a group of humans. We're evolving. So the past was heavy and we want to shed that. We want to release the sadness or the trauma or the pain from the past because it's weighing us down emotionally or mentally. Yeah. So we're really lightening up.
Yeah, really, literally we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are some of the fun things that I've been seeing. And just, the people that are coming are just wonderful. And, you know, I mean, once in a while, we still have to deal with the issue of educating about, like, there's nothing to fear, you know, even though it's something different, it's just safe, it's natural, it's easy. You know, people are going into this state when they go to sleep and before they wake up, it's just so natural. And I always want to say super and natural together. It's supernatural. You know, because it is. It's super and it's natural. And yeah, supernatural. Yeah. Where that's where we're going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, our minds will be. I can't wait till we do this again in 5 years, the three of us. We get back together. And it's like, I'm so glad that you were able to teleport in time, Diane. That was awesome.
Yeah, that feels like that's happening too a little bit these days. Whew. Driving a car can be a little fun. Yeah. Whoa. Wait a minute. They weren't there a minute ago.
Yeah. Where did you park your Merkaba? That, you know, you gotta be careful of people being into that and it won't work right. Yeah.
But anything with people not seeing you?
I've had a couple instances where it's sort of like, it feels like I've been invisible or then I just materialized or a car wasn't in my reality and then it is.
And then all of a sudden they're there and I'm like, did you not see me?
Yeah, nope. You weren't there a minute ago. No, it really does feel like that. We're really, like realities are very, very fluid right now. And so for anybody out there that's feeling a little fluid or a little bit wonky, it's kind of normal. Yeah.
And you know, the timelines are kind of bouncing back and forth, and so that experience of it wasn't there a second ago and now it is, is
Well, and I think that's what they said many times in the sessions, is that's where we are, where we can be more conscious about it. These things are always happening, but it's just now we're able to be more conscious about it. We're at that place where we can handle it, to see it and know that it may kind of freak us out a little bit, but definitely get your attention. And that's kind of the objective, is to go.
Yes. And actually that interesting thing you said, we're at this point where we can handle it now. And certainly there are many people that are having different experiences, different realities happening where they don't feel like they can handle things that are happening. And I think, Tracy, you had some wisdom you wanted to bring forward for people that might be having a difficult time with the changing nature of things and the radical polarization that are in some realities right now. And, you know, I don't know if you want to just say a few words about that.
Well, yeah, it's just... you know, we are creating our realities, and we talk about that all the time on this show. So what better opportunity than everything that's going on? We've got, you know, COVID restrictions are starting to be lifted, and that's scary to some people, and other people are chomping at the bit for it, you know? And so you got these different energies coming at you. And then we've got the elections here in the States that are going on, and people are really, you know, pulling for their team, you know, but it's a really interesting time to see how passionate people are, but also to see, I've seen a lot of different people that kind of surprise me, that'll be very focused on the negative things going on, or, you know, viewing from that.
You know, even really, really things that are going on aren't necessarily negative.
The way that they're experiencing them.
Yeah.
They're bringing it in as a negative experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important, I think, for all of us to remember we are creating that reality, and we have the choice to change how we look at it, change the experience we're having with it. And, you know, we get to create our fifth dimension. We get to create it. I'm not looking at Diane to make my life 5D Julie, I am a little bit, but,
yeah, Julia.
But y'all. So no pressure, Julia, but little pressure. Anyway, but you know, it's up to each of us as individuals to go out and create these experiences in a way that we're experiencing them with joy. And yeah, bad things sometimes happen, or they don't happen the way we think they're going to, and we perceive them as bad. Maybe that's a way to put it. But change the way you're looking at it. Like you were saying earlier, Diane, you know, flights get delayed, 5.5 hours later, you're finally on the plane, you're flying. And it's like, well, why was that delayed? Did that just save you from something else? You know, instead of sitting there going, well, now I'm late for this, and how am I going to make my connecting flight? And now this is not working out, and that's not working out. And that happened to me when I flew to Florida. I got up that morning, and I went to check in the night before, and I couldn't get checked in, and it was late. So I was like, I'll just check in the morning, because it was a night flight. I couldn't get checked in. So I called the airline, and they said, oh, your flight was canceled. Huh. Okay. Now the human in me wanted to go into total panic, right? Because I have, you know, 8 days worth of planning it's all beautifully lined up. And it was like, everything was so synchronistic and landed. And now my flight is canceled. And I took a breath after texting everyone in my panic that my flight got canceled. Got online, punched in flights for that day going to Florida from Oregon, and found one, boom, like that, almost the exact same time frame that I was in before, and purchased that. And I was still on my way. The only thing that changed is I got there about 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. You know, and I was like, okay, that was a different experience. You know, I was able to breathe and go, what am I doing? Because my first thought was, I have to cancel all these fun plans. And then I was like, wait a minute, why don't I just see if there's another flight? Because in my head, you know, last minute flights, they are like $600-$800 sometimes. Hanging on there, $250, flight saved. I got the refund from the other one, which paid for most of it. And I was still on my way, and problem resolved.
and no more panic, and everything went great. So, you know, we get to choose how we're going to respond to it. I could have responded and said my flight got canceled. I could have never went and looked for another flight with the idea that I wouldn't be able to purchase something last minute like that. And I would have not have had the experience in Florida, where I got to see 2 dolphins, a shark, a jellyfish, 2 alligators, friends, and experience timeline jumping and all kinds of different things that were happening in Florida. And it was just like, okay, all those experiences, I wouldn't have had any of them.
So and really,
you know, the visual I was just given was if you would have gone on the original flight, it would have brought you in on a different timeline.
Nice.
And that's just what came in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It makes sense because it would have. I would have had a different experience getting to the airport. I would have spent that time differently. It makes a lot of sense.
And so, I was just thinking too that you wouldn't have had the experience of knowing that you can switch gears in a second.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need to have right now in this time that we're in, is the knowledge, the wisdom that we can switch gears in a second, whether it's our emotional state, our mental state, or our physical state. We're really able to do that shift like in a second now, if we realize this, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got a great experience. It was really powerful that you can go with the flow. Like when you travel, everything happens, things happen. To be able to just breeze through it though, is the joy of it. Yeah. Like, oh, this is interesting. Wow, I wonder what else is gonna happen, you know? Yeah. And yes, we have elections coming up. I wonder what else is going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something wonderful
going to happen there.
I know like this is my life now. I know and trust that something wonderful is going to come out of this. It may take a minute to get there. It may not look pretty at the onset. We don't know, but don't something know. Wonderful, I know, is going to come out of this because I do QHHT and you can feel this way too. You know, this changes our lives, right? We learn to how to go with the flow. We can punt. I mean, this is the best thing about this work, is you know that there's something more going on that you don't necessarily know about, but you trust the process. You know you're in good hands. You never doubt. And that's where the fun begins, you know?
Yeah. And you know what else is fun about this Florida flight thing? So the person that I was actually going to see, my friend Stacy, for her birthday, I had sent her a message saying my flight got canceled. And then I'm like, okay, I think I might have found another flight. Okay, I found another flight and I'm just going to be there a couple hours later. And I must have sent her like 4 messages total. She never saw any of them. She never went into any of them. She didn't realize that I had my flight canceled until that day, because she was meeting up with me later, and because she had to work. So I got there in the morning and she worked till 5. So she was meeting up with me after that. And so she never realized that I had
that everything was happening.
Yeah, she was at work and she wasn't getting any of the messages. So I'm over there. Oh my, okay, I think I'm on it. Okay. We're good. And
you know, that's a really good metaphor or something. It's like, cause how much in our world we have stuff like that going, and if we're not aware of it, you know, it's like we are over here in our own little world and we don't even know it. We have no idea. You
know, it's like, so it did never,
it all works out and we meet up with you later.
Never affected her reality. It was my experience. And one of the things I always tell people is when you can calm down, there's always 2 or more answers to your problem. And so that's what I did. I was like, okay, calm down, go look. You know, you're in a panic right now, but you haven't even looked to see if there's a solution. So boom. I mean, the solution, I found it immediately. It's like the universe already had it all planned out. Nope, you're okay.
You just had to take a breath.
Well, and the funny thing is that my flight had actually been canceled several weeks before that. I just never knew because I never saw the email come through and they never sent any other notifications, just one little email that got lost in the shuffle. And so here I am day of going, where's my flight? Oh, that got canceled like way back there.
sounds like universe. No.
But and it's, you know, it was all supposed to happen that way,
they
though.
They have it all lined up. They're like, we gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Don't worry about it. So,
and you didn't even miss a beat. It was like none of that happened at all. Your friend was like, no problem. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, we weren't meeting up till later. It didn't affect those plans. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You had your little time warp of self-realization and yeah. self-actualization, you know, and then poof, out the other side mm-hmm. in the vortex and boom, out. It was great.
Okay, getting off that timeline. So really, then, Julia, I had an option for like at least three timelines there, right? The one where I didn't reschedule it.
Right.
The one where the original flight would have went.
Right.
Or the one that I was on.
That you ended up with. They're telling me at least three.
At least three.
So wow. There were other things that.
Isn't that fun to think about that stuff? Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And your mom talked about this. Whenever you think or imagine a scenario or a decision, you're at a crossroads.
Yeah.
The choices you think about all create another reality.
Yeah.
Now, good thing we don't know about it because it would be a little chaotic. But, you know, apparently we spin off a new reality.
And then I think by our choices, that's when we can move back and forth it's so easy. That's what they're saying. And they're saying that right now. It's so easy to move. And it's very fluid. Like you're saying, we can just move back and forth. It's wherever our thoughts are. Our thoughts are always taking us to whichever one. They make it look so easy.
To them, it is. To us, we learn.
What's the deal? you just think it, you go. What?
We've got Sandy in the chat here, and this has happened to me, and I've shared it before, but she says, things in my apartment disappear and then reappear. So have you guys had these experiences? Mm-hmm.
This is a storyline that's been going on since I started doing QHHT in 2011. Like, people have had many stories about this happening. I don't have any coming up in my head right now, but you know.
Yeah, and so many people want to blame it on like, there was a time and mom was like, look, come on, that people are blaming it on ETs. The ETs are taking my things, they're doing this, they're doing that. She's like, look, they have more things to do than to mess with you. Okay. They have many more things on their plate. That's not how it works. It's not all about you. So it's like, here, reality check. I'm sorry,
something bigger than you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the dimensional thing. That's those timeline things. That's when we're moving in and out of these dimensions. That object is in one of them, but not the other. But that's a cool way to they're reminding me of this movie that had Sandra Bullock, where she was, I don't remember how many timelines she was in, but one of them, you know, like her husband died. And then another time he was there. And then another time she kept going, and it took her a while to realize she's visiting all these different things. And so then she started writing them down. But what it was is she was writing things down so that she knew what was in each one. And that would help her to know which timeline she was in right. when she would go, because every time she'd go to sleep, she'd wake up in a different timeline. And
wow.
And it's like, yeah, that was very confusing, but it was really cool to then, now when I saw it like the second or third time, now you're kind of trying to plot it. And it's like, okay, oh, that one's right. They're doing it right. But at first I was totally confused. And that's how we would be. If we could really see all of this.
Yeah.
You know, but it does it in a way that we're not so conscious. We'll see it be things like that. An object is missing. And then now it's back. Well, that just means you move through dimensions. You just, you went to a different timeline where it was just slightly different.
Unless you have a joker in your house and you can rule out the physical, you know, like if somebody is playful and they're just messing with you, you just rule out the physical and then we can go to the other
exactly.
ones.
What was it?
And then
the simple explanation first.
Yeah.
I think Kiara's in here saying it, the fairies took them. I always joke the fairies took them. And that's not, you know, they do come in and play their little jokesters. I've actually woke up, you know, in that altered state when you can see things, and I see the little fairy. I saw him run across my room once, and I'm like, "See, you are real." Hey,
but so do they like keys? Is that it?
They do like keys. They
keys
like
the socks.
Yeah, only one sock though.
One sock.
Okay, now that's weird.
And your sunglasses.
Yeah, I was in the basement, my basement, cleaning it out the other day, and there's boxes down there of junk that just doesn't need to be there from the other move. And there was one sock in a box. I'm like, I probably wondered years ago where that one sock was. It's in some random box in the basement. So I don't know why you brought up one sock, but yeah, it just happened to me. So maybe the fairies played with it. I don't know.
The fairies. Yeah.
Taking my sock.
That was the special treasure box for the fairies. And yeah. They found the sock and they put it in, and that's their special treasure.
Yeah. Treasure. Yeah.
They're quite the little jokesters.
Oh, well, before it gets too much, oh my gosh, yeah, we probably start winding it up. Yeah. Been great. Diane, how can people find you if they want to come see you,
good.
More about you?
Oh, good. So yes, they can go to QHHD Official and find a practitioner under level 3. I'm there. My website is healingworks-salon.com. And also healingworkssalon, all one word, @gmail.com is my email.
Perfect. And you're where? You're up in the Northeast.
I am. I'm in Western Massachusetts. Yeah. Yep.
So if you are in that area or you feel inclined to go to that area.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes. I have a new office in Hadley, Massachusetts, and it's in this 5 college town area, Smith College and UMass Amherst. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful, Western Mass is very natural and pretty. So there's a lot to do. And my new office is on a busy street, Route 9. And it's just, there's so, like, families are coming up and there one family member will have a session and the others will go play. You know, it's just a really great area to be able to sightsee and take advantage of all the cultural activities and things, and also have a QHHT session. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. And Tracy, you want to, you're over in Oregon.
I'm in Oregon. I'm in a little town called Forest Grove is where my office is, but just outside of the Portland area. So yeah, QHHTofficial.com or TracyMahan.com. Those are the best ways. And Julia.
Oh. Yes.
Your turn.
You can find me at
Julia. Yeah. We're going to talk a lot and we're just going to share a lot of words here. Tell people how to find QHHTofficial.com, find a practitioner. Yeah. Yeah, they get signed up for classes if they want to be a practitioner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If any of this has resonated with you, one, to have a session, that's where you can go to the Find a Practitioner page on the website, and I'll tell you that in a second. Or you can go to, or if you want to maybe do this, if you have that desire to help people help themselves, if you have that, I call that the passion factor. You mm-hmm. want to help people. That's really all you need. You don't need prior hypnosis experience. You don't need prior anything experience. You just need that desire to help. And if that's there, you're good. You're golden. And we have online classes, the level 1 online course that teaches you everything you need to know to go out and do this technique and start perfecting it, working with it. You practice, you know, and so, and then we can take it further if you want to do that. Level 2 hones your skills so that you're, you know, it's really refining you for the professional end of it. You know, if you want to make this a business, and then level 3, it just hones you even further so that you are doing making sure you are doing the sessions as Dolores did so that when people are looking for a practitioner that really performs QHHT purely, that's who they're looking for. So not to say that the others aren't, it's just that's definitely when you're level 3, that's what our goal is to have everybody at that point. So you know exactly what you're getting. I would say we put our seal on you, or we've given you the seal of approval. So anyway, the website is, I just went blank. It's
probably because
I almost said something else. It was really weird.
Put our seal on you. I just imagine branding a cow or something. And I'm just like, okay, not
that. No, you're not that kind.
The backside, did you?
I'm not mine.
Oh, no.
Anyway, the website is QHHTofficial.com. That's QHHT for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, official.com. And, but yeah, you can find all the information you need about classes and about practitioners right there. And if you ever need any help, please call our office or email our office, and anybody's happy to help you.
And you have a fantastic book. You're going to talk about that? because it's so helpful.
Yeah. Well, how about you talk about it? Because you said you were going to say something about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just that your book, Soul Speak, I mean, when I read it, I was getting like energetic downloads and stuff about other people and their problems with their animals or whatever. It was just on the plane ride home reading it. I was like, oh my God, like answers were coming. So your book is a beautiful, easy book to read. And yet it's intuitive and it helps us to understand our body in a deeper way, in a more metaphysical way, in a way that's connected with our soul. And it's an incredible book. I mean, you're a nurse by training. So you have all the anatomy and physiology stuff. And then you have what I call body mapping, an overlay of another way to understand your body messages. It's just phenomenal. I feel like it should be required reading for everyone. Just saying. Yeah,
it's an essential. It should be like a dictionary. Yeah.
Thank you. And then because of the pandemic, I mean, I'd been getting guidance for several years, but then the pandemic, I really felt a heavy push to create the material into an online course. And I have, you know, it's been out for a few months now and wonderful, wonderful feedback. And that's where people saying it goes deeper and broader and than the book. And thank you, Diane, for helping me with that. You and Tracy were both helping me by giving case studies and material that really helped to make the course even better.
Awesome. So, awesome. Glad that's going well for you.
Wonderful feedback. I'm so humbled by it. You know, the book, I always felt like I was like, you know, you understand this, the conduit. It was coming through me. You know, there were parts of it. Yeah, that was me. But, you know, and that was part of the resistance. I think I was like, hey, you want this done? You go do it. And they're like, you have to be there. So we have to do it through you.
Yeah.
As soon as I start doing it.
You have to be a participant.
Yeah. Your participation is required.
It's required, yes. Yes, as much as I try not to.
I know. But you got through that. You're on the other side of it.
Absolutely.
And now we all benefit. Yep.
And Johnny's on here saying, I've been thinking about getting it. And we're saying, yes, do that. Get it, Johnny.
Get it for all your family members and friends who are open to this because they will benefit. They will be able to understand themselves and heal themselves.
It's a whole different thing. And if some people, if they're not ready for QHHT in a session there, they can be ready for this. This is something that is helping them to open their minds to get to that place. Yeah.
Yeah. So for anyone that needs to know what it looks like, make sure you got the right Soul Speak.
Anyway, and then my website that has the course and then avenues to get whatever material you need is juliacannon.com.
Perfect.
So, anyway, thank you so much, Diane, for being here. It was so wonderful to see you and all your beautiful vibrationness.
You know, that would go really well with my sweater.
It would.
It would. I'll be right over. We'll
just come on. Come on over.
Time travel. I know. It's so great to see you. It's so great to be back in this energetic field with you too. Got it.
Oh, this has been wonderful. Yeah. And thank you, Tracy. Always wonderful. Always wonderful. And and this like you said, this grouping, we probably we were together last year, but it's like we weren't together on the air. We might have to do this a little more often because
I don't even know. Yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. Let's play in the field again someday. It'll be good.
Play in the field someday. Anyway, awesome. So love you all. Thank you so much for being here. And
bye, everybody.
See you next time.
See you.
Till next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.